In this bulletin, the final report from the Aged Care Royal Commission handed to the Governor-General, Victoria to ease COVID-19 restrictions, and in sport, crowds of up to 50,000 people allowed at Victorian AFL Games this year. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he'll spend the weekend reading the final report of the Aged Care Royal Commission before its public release next week. The two-year inquiry heard stories of neglect and mismanagement, with its interim report recommending a complete overhaul of the system. The sector, which is predominantly funded by the Commonwealth, has come under increased scrutiny during the pandemic, with 685 aged care residents dying from COVID-19. Scott Morrison says the report is likely to be a disturbing read.
This Royal Commission, I think, will identify serious and disturbing issues that are a product of decades. And it's important that I think the government is then supported by the parliament right across all parties, and we get on with the things that we need to do.
Victoria is easing its COVID-19 restrictions from midnight. Masks will only be required on public transport and in other high-risk settings such as supermarkets and hospitals. 30 people will be allowed in homes and 100 at outdoor gatherings. Premier Daniel Andrews says more people will be allowed to return to work in both the private and public sectors.
We'll be able to have 75% of both public and private sector workers back to the office. That is very important in terms of retail trade, hospitality, food and beverage, that whole part of the economy. And not just for the CBD, as important as that is, but in lots of different suburban locations as well, regional centres.
And Victoria recorded two new locally acquired cases of COVID-19. Both people are primary close contacts of pre-existing cases and have been in quarantine. An internal review into how Tasmania Police handled a probe into an alleged paedophile nurse has revealed it took a decade to begin formally investigating him. The report shows police were told of allegations that James Jeffrey Griffin was abusing children as early as 2009, but the investigation wasn't launched until 10 years later, when a formal complaint was received by an alleged victim. It says it took more than 2 months after the formal complaint for police to inform his workplace, the Launceston General Hospital, of the allegations. Mr. Griffin took his own life in late 2019 after being charged with multiple child sex offences. Tasmania's Premier Peter Gutwin has apologised for what transpired.
I want to, as Premier of Tasmania, based on the information that's provided in the outcomes report, offer my deepest and most heartfelt apology to all victims of past crimes that have occurred in relation to agencies of the state where any agency may not have handled information appropriately. There is always room for improvement. There must always be, for there is no place for complacency.
Overseas now, and the United States military has carried out an airstrike targeting Iran-backed militias in Syria. The Pentagon says the strike destroyed multiple facilities used by Iranian-backed militant groups. President Joe Biden approved the airstrike after recent attacks against the US and coalition personnel in Iraq. In the AFL, up to 50,000 people will be allowed to attend the opening match of the season at the MCG next month. It's a 50% capacity cap because of the coronavirus pandemic. Crowds at the Docklands Stadium will be limited to just under 29,000. Travis Auld from the AFL says it's great news for footy fans looking forward to attending matches.
Something they didn't get the opportunity to do last season, and we know how important that is for this state. But beyond that, it's such an important economic driver for Melbourne in particular, and a lot of people's jobs depend on it. And so we're very grateful for that support. We look forward to working with the government between now and round one in the anticipation of 50,000 people at the MCG on March 18.
And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 31. Adelaide, sunny, 28 degrees. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 21. Hobart, similar conditions and 20. Canberra, cloudy, 27. Wollongong, much the same, 24. Sydney, a shower or two, 26. Newcastle, showers, 25. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 31. Cairns, showers and also 31. And Darwin, partly cloudy, 33 degrees. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.